The One District, One Factory government policy will officially take off next month. This will allow the country to reap the reward of industrialization, increase agriculture and manufacturing output, reduce reliance on imports, and increase food availability. The project is also expected to facilitate the creation of between 7 to 15,000 jobs per district and an overall 3.2 million jobs nationwide by the end of 2020. At the Maiden Stakeholders Orientation Seminar in Accra, the National Coordinator Gifty Oyinkunedu said all the legal and relevant documentation have been finalized for the smooth takeoff of the project. Irabina Paha reports.
President Akufo-Addo, during his campaign ahead of the 2016 elections, promised each district a factory to boost economic growth at the grassroots level. 5 months into office, various consultations and stakeholder meetings have gone on in a bid to prepare a solid ground for the project to take off. At the Maiden Stakeholders Orientation Seminar on the project in Accra, National Coordinator for the project, Gifty Oyinkunedu, said the project secretariat is overwhelmed with the influx of both local and foreign investors willing to be part of the project.
The One District, One Factory concept has become a national vision, and a lot of institutions are aligning their programs. The private sector is talking about it and seeking information on how best they can participate. Development agencies are exploring ways they can possibly provide support, and foreign companies are knocking at our doors to find out possible areas of investment opportunities within the districts. Political parties
Consultants for the project, called SAM, explained the institutional involvement and linkages involved in the project.
What institutions are required to make a business happen? I don't think they depend on one ministry or depend on one organization. So, what we are looking at is basically the institutional policy mandates that have been given to various organizations that at the end of the day can make the president's dream happen. And here we are talking about 216. We look at, let's based on state-owned organizations, we look at unions, we look at various institutions that always make things happen.
Banking and financial firms, exports and captains in the trade and industry sector, MPs, MMDCEs, ministers and representatives of SMEs participated in the orientation seminar.